the social selling bit, the selling bit is specifically related to the salesperson, right? They have an objective, that's to sell. From a career perspective, I think a similar way to frame it is the personal branding, like what we're talking about now, what the podcast is all about. And from that perspective, you don't need to go out there and sell. You can go out there and sell yourself, but you're making a relationship with people for the purpose of progressing your career, finding out different perspectives and that kind of thing. Like the same principles that I'm using for social selling can absolutely be applied by anybody to build a personal brand, get known in an industry, or establish yourself as an expert.
Hello and welcome to the Brand My Career podcast. I'm your host, Alex Cutterford, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. My goal is to help you take ownership of your career, find your people through personal branding and networking, and take career-enhancing action. Managing your life and career can be hard. That's why every fortnight, I'll be releasing an episode where I interview a diverse range of guests that will help you find clarity and build confidence in your career. Let's get into it.
Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Brand My Career. And today I'm joined by Brad, who is the founder of Tomorrow, and he coaches digital sellers. So Brad, thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, it should be a really good chat. So I was keen to sort of start off if you could just share a bit of, I guess, about what it is you're currently doing, and then maybe taking us through a bit of your career journey.
So currently I'm teaching other B2B businesses and sales professionals the skill set of social selling. So that's been a result of the career journey to date, which is what's ended up here. So to sort of take you back a little bit, first of all, I got a digital communications degree at Sydney University, and then I spent 10 years spending my career, my sales career, in the audio visual industry, so heavily focused on account-based sales roles, relationship building, solution selling, that kind of stuff. But recently, obviously, I've decided to make a change and go out on my own. And two of the main reasons from my career experience that gave me the confidence to make that jump was that back when I was a younger fella, like 14 to 23, I was actually working for myself. So I taught guitar all the way through from 14 to 23. And I also started an events production business that went really well until the Sydney lockout laws came in and had to shut that down. But that sort of gave me the confidence to take the leap of faith and go out on my own for this venture, which has been based off that tertiary education at Sydney Uni and my experience putting into practice during my AV career.
Yeah, wow. And so when we were chatting, we've spoken about this idea of building your career through experiences and the experiences that you have. What do you see the benefits are of building your career through the experiences that you have in your life?
So I think the experiences that that people have are different, and obviously one of the things that I've learned along my career is that you have a professional career, but then you've got your life that goes on behind it. So for example, when I was 19, I took off to Europe and went solo around Europe for 10 months. And it's sort of reflecting on those kind of experiences that you have and turning it into a strength that you can use in your career. So for example, one of the most valuable lessons that that experience taught me was A, autonomy, and B, communication skills, like being able to communicate with all sorts of people with English not as their first language and from diverse backgrounds and putting yourself out there to make new friends every day, and that networking environment where you're just not in your comfort zone ever. So you just got to go out and do that so that you can have an enjoyable experience while you're overseas, right? So that's sort of what I think the benefit is of building your experiences, because, I mean, you need to – my personal thing is that with a career, you know, I have always done what I've felt like doing at the time, you know, like whether that's be having an experience like trying something on my own or trying to get into a team leader position so that I can, you know, have that experience of leading a team, but always sort of whatever decision I make, trying to turn it around and think about what it is that I'm actually trying to achieve from it and treat everything as a learning experience. So I think that if you can take a benefit from every experience that you have, whether that's personal or professional, and frame it in a way that shows strength for a career opportunity, that's a great thing. So just looking inwards and finding out what those key character traits are that you bring, and converting that and articulating that in a way to an employer or in a sales conversation or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Very similar. I was 21, I think, when I traveled through Europe, and I went with a couple of mates. And I reckon one of this whole thing of, you know, new experiences, there's obviously the learnings that you get in the moment of whatever it is that you've gone and done. But what I found for me as well was it allows you, when you come back, there's a whole bunch of things that you're no longer deeply tied to, and it allows you to come back and apply all of that new learning in a new way that maybe the rhythms you're in before, you wouldn't have had the courage to do it. Like, and so for me, like, I'd been working as a tradesperson, and when I came back, that was I was in a whole different mindset, and no ties to any sort of particular things. And I think I wouldn't have ended up moving into the pathway of youth work and stuff if that hadn't have been the case. And so, yeah, it's multifaceted the way taking on new experiences can shape the future of your life.
Absolutely. Like for me, in 2018, I actually moved overseas again and lived in England for a couple of years. And obviously that sat me straight in the middle when COVID hit. And I made the decision to move back to Australia, originally from Sydney. But there was no, I didn't have a job, and I was forced into a position where I needed to figure out what was next. And so I opened up the job search nationally. And found a job down in Adelaide. And because I was open enough from my experiences traveling, I took the opportunity. So me and my partner moved down to Adelaide. Like literally, we weren't allowed to go through Victoria. So we had to drive over through Broken Hill, across the border, spent 2 weeks in quarantine. The police knocked on the door and everything like that. And I started my job in Adelaide. Never even been here before. To take a role as a the first national sales employee of a American company that had just sort of started in Australia, turned out to be bad timing. But that sort of ties into the social selling thing that I'm doing now, because the borders were shut. I was the only sales employee, needed to network, needed a customer base to sell into. So that's where I took my digital communications degree and applied it to social selling. Or when I say social selling, I'm particularly referring to building a network on LinkedIn and selling into it. But that's where it all started, from that one opportunity, linking like that open-mindedness that I'd got from traveling overseas and being willing to take a risk. I mean, I'm loving Adelaide, you know. So that was a sliding doors. That was one of my sliding doors moments, I think.
Hey, Alex here. Just wanted to reach out to everyone and say thank you so much for following along with the Brand My Career podcast. I'm really loving having the conversations that I'm having and bringing this content to people. I want to keep bringing more content to people. I want to bring stories of people's career journey. And one of the ways that I can be doing that is by getting your support. And one of the ways you can do that is by shouting me a coffee. On my website, you can find the link to shout me a coffee to help me keep bringing more content, building what I already have done and improving it, getting better, getting more and more people on and sharing their career stories and the lessons that they've learned along the way. So thank you for following along, and would you consider getting on board and helping me take it to new heights?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's such a it's a snowball effect, isn't it? When you're willing to take on new experiences, it just becomes a self-fueling thing. It creates more new experiences that may come and different options. And yeah, you often end up looking back wondering like how different it could have been, because so much of your career then is built on these sort of crossroads, like you said, sliding door moments. You went left instead of right, and then all of a sudden you're living in Adelaide and, you know, and loving your life there. But it's easy to sort of go, how did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you touched on the social selling, and we'll keep going into some of your career journey and stuff, but can you expand on this idea of social selling for our audience?
Yeah, so the way that I view social selling, I suppose, is building relationships. But social selling, you almost take the selling out of it, right? Because selling's done off platform. But what we're doing is social selling is essentially a crossroads between the skill sets of marketing, sales, and communications. And what we're doing is communicating a message about our expertise, our personal values, to separate ourselves. It is completely tied with a career. I mean, I think social selling for someone who's career driven is the perfect avenue, because you're meeting your customers where you're at every day of the week. And it's developing new relationships that you can bring into your sales funnels. So it's almost more about creating a solid network and being able to refer people, being able to, there's a personal development aspect to it as well, like speaking to people with different experiences. But essentially what it is building trust with potential clients, so that by the time they pick up the phone and have a chat with you, or you pick up the phone and have a chat with them, they know what you're doing, they know what you sell, they're already interested, and you start from a position, compare it to a cold call where you're trying to build a relationship over the phone in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You've been developing it for months and you might not have had a conversation yet, but you pick up the phone and you're off, you've already started, you know, they know who you are and you can just pick up, start doing business immediately.
Mm.
Obviously that's not the case with everybody, but that's sort of the idea behind it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is so applicable to the career building journey, and I guess particularly in the modern way that the workforce works and careers and people shifting and changing careers quite naturally and consistently over their lifetime. And it really is about, you know, showing up authentically and building a network of people that know who you are and what you stand for, and also what the strengths and stuff that you offer. And sort of gets to that idea of even if you're just an employee, you can still think of yourself as a business of one. And that's a good framework for people to think about when they're taking ownership of their career. It's like your career is, you can in many ways think of that as your business, even though you might not be self-employed, and how you're progressing it and adding value throughout a whole bunch of different journeys along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, so for me, the social selling bit, the selling bit is specifically related to the salesperson, right? They have an objective, that's to sell. From a career perspective, I think a similar way to frame it is the personal branding, like what we're talking about now, what the podcast is all about. And from that perspective, you know, you don't need to go out there and sell. You go out there and sell yourself, but you're making a relationship with people for the purpose of progressing your career, you know, finding out different perspectives and that kind of thing. Like the same principles that I'm using for social selling can absolutely be applied by anybody to build a personal brand, get known in an industry, or, you know, establish yourself as an expert. You know, it's exactly the same thing. I think what you'll find is if you're an employee and you're not necessarily a salesperson, you'll probably end up making more sales opportunities than the sales guys, because people just want to get in touch and do what we're doing now and having getting a podcast in and you getting the name out there for the business and all that kind of stuff. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
What is it that drew you to that approach of this idea of social selling rather than maybe a more traditional perspective of sales?
I've always been a creative. I suppose that's where it's come from. So, like I said, I started teaching guitar at 14. So I started playing it a lot longer before then. So it was in bands and, you know, had to do the whole, we were recording. I used to record records. I got quite a few credits to my name. But I've always been around creative people and have always done content, have always done something creative. So that this approach to selling lent into my strength, and that's why I've adopted taking this on with a deep understanding of the digital communications piece, because I've, you know, been to Sydney University to study it. You know, like it's not something that a lot of people have done. It's very, very niche opportunity that I have from that tertiary education.
Yeah, so a combination of your knowledge and your strengths has sort of really, you've paid attention to both of those and found ways to bring those together.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was tying it back into the experiences piece. That was through a process of sitting down and doing an audit on myself and aligning those lessons that I've learned from my experience, what I naturally find I'm good at, and aligning all the different things up together to end up where I am now. Mm. Self-reflection, big time.
Yeah, awesome. How important do you think, or what role does life stages play in the career journey, do you think?
Excuse me. I think life stages are a funny one, right? Because from a traditional sense, you have these big moments in your life. So you finish school, you go to uni, you get married, you have kids. Those are the big sort of life stages. But what we forget about is the whole career journey that happens underneath it. Behind all of those big moments in your life, you're working and you're developing your career. And I think that maybe the traditional sense of a career is a little bit outdated for the modern times. You know, we talk about work-life balance, but in terms of big stages within life stages, maybe there's room for an idea of like a work-life career, you know, where we do what we were talking about and we have that innate belief in our core strengths and our experiences so that we can be adaptable throughout our career and those big life stages. You know, like I know when we're talking about having kids, there's a big argument about, you know, the gender role in that. your career should, if you want it to be, adaptable in those moments. And I know for someone like myself, that would be an incredibly important thing to do. But just having the confidence that, you know, career doesn't need to all be about getting more money and all that kind of stuff. It can be about having a new experience, experimenting with something that you've always wanted to do for a while. And those big moments can be adaptable if you just take a step back and you go, hang on a second, maybe I apply my experiences in from this to that for this moment of my life, and then we can get back to something else at another stage of time. And I think that's sort of not what I set out to do, but it's sort of what I've done innately. Those, I think for myself, I've almost gone out of my way to have more of those big life stages in a shorter amount of time. So, you know, going overseas when I was 19 was a massive life stage. Coming back to uni was a massive life stage. Spending a career in AV for 10 years was a life stage. And that almost for me felt like I got itchy feet, you know. So I went overseas again, and, you know, I just broke it up into, I broke it up a lot. And I think I've learned a lot. From a traditional career perspective, it's not been linear, but I'm trying to turn everything into a strength. And I think that it's probably a new way of thinking about it. I don't know if it's necessarily on the straight and narrow, but
yeah. So you mentioned that, like, and you've mentioned throughout. So you had a career in the audio industry. What do you see the some of the key skills are that you learned in that industry that have sort of transferred throughout?
So the audio industry. I mean, that's where I learned most. That's where I learned most stuff about business, right? So, a lot about solution-based selling. So, taking a concept that the customer might have, and developing that into a workable solution. So, in the audio-visual industry, it's all about the way we communicate. We're talking speakers, we're talking digital display screens, we're talking all the wires that go in between. It's quite complex because every building's different, every situation is different. So there's a lot of problem solving there. And whatever the customer might come to you with, without a doubt, you're going to have to reframe it and tell them what's possible from the technological point of view and from an installation point of view. So that's one part of it. Relationships. The second part, it's a very niche industry. So I was selling to people that were installing it for a large part of my experience. So your point of difference is you need to maintain that relationship and maintain your expertise so that out of the, you know, whatever it is, 6-7 suppliers, they're calling you. Everybody's got the same stuff. It's heavily about relationships. But then also, like, you know, vendor management, customer service. It's where I learned what a mature business really is.
And how do you define a mature business? What is it that you aspire to in that, or that that you see that as?
I think a mature business is a business that gets it right from a customer's perspective every step of the way. So from the onboarding of a new customer to the sales journey that you go on, from inception to project delivery to the after sales support, a successful business is all about a customer-centric approach at every step of the way. And that's what I aspire to do with tomorrow.
So if you could give yourself one piece of advice, or if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice about your career, what would it be?
I think what I would do is I, for a long time, separated those things that we were talking about, the personal experience and the value that that brings from the professional experience. And I think in hindsight, I would go back and say, those experiences that you've had outside of your traditional career have so much more value than you're giving weight to. And I think that that is, I personally think that maybe if I had throughout my 10 years in AV career, which I did, you know, progress through the rungs, but I don't think I necessarily achieved exactly what I wanted to achieve in that. And I think that if I'd lent more on my strengths and developed those strengths more, that would have been a more positive experience and opened up more opportunities while I was in that environment.
But as I'm sure you've learnt through those experiences, it's sometimes the things that we didn't do that we learn just as much from, hey?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, both of us, we're early in the journey, right? We're mid-30s, and I feel privileged to have learnt from those failures at 35. You know, I'm glad to be where I'm in the position now and not learning these things at 45 or 55. So, yeah, I think if there's any younger people listening out there, like, just take note of the different things that you're doing outside of your work or career, whether or not you've defined it as a career or work yet. And just know that it's not all over by the time you're 25. You've still got plenty of time to move and plenty of time, things to learn, because I know it doesn't, 35 doesn't sound too much different to 25, but it totally is. Yeah. I was like a rat in a cage at 25, and now you feel a lot more comfortable in your mid-30s. You feel like you've got some serious weight behind you.
Yeah, I've definitely got more weight behind me now that I'm 35.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And definitely my knees snap more than they bend now. So
I don't talk. I'm literally recovering from an ACL injury as we speak. So I'm.
Well, I had my ACL done last year, and now I've torn my meniscus. So.
Oh, jeez. I saw a meme last night where it was just talking about, like, watching the sport, and they're talking about, you know, you're watching the commentators. It's like, oh, he's 31, he's ancient, he's never going to. I was like, yep, that's exactly how I feel. Like, good on him for being 31 and playing professional sport. Can't believe it.
Exactly. Well, Brad, thanks so much for coming on. We could talk about our ailments all day long, but we better wind up. Do you want to share where people can find you and how they can connect with you?
Yeah, the best way to find me is on LinkedIn. So Brad Ether, I think if it's the LinkedIn prefix, Brad-Ether is the easiest way to find me. Business is called Tomorrow. So the logo is a little bit of a sun, and that's probably the best way to find me. Or just email me, brad@tomorrowtechnology.com.au.
Awesome. Well, I'll put that all in the show notes, and thanks for sharing your journey with us today, Brad.
Thanks, Alex. Pleasure.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And let's connect on LinkedIn so that we can keep the conversation going. Or head to my website and download my free resource, The Career Building Principles. Bye for now.